Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. And welcome back to the Swole is the Goal Deep Dive Senior Football Edition. Our next three guests are Peyton Gordon, Kyle Lavin, and Gavin Brzezinski. Thanks for coming on.
What is going
Thanks
on?
Thanks for having us.
What's up? All right, so we can do a little bit of an intro for each of y'all. Peyton, why don't you tell them about yourself?
I'm Peyton Gordon. I play H-back on the offense side of the football. I've been playing football my whole life. Been playing with these boys since middle school, and yeah, just happy that's got to play with these guys for a long time, and can't wait to see what the future holds.
Awesome. Kyle?
I'm Kyle Lavin. I play offense as well, slot receiver. I've been playing since middle school, tackle football since middle school, and I'm here to talk about football.
Awesome.
Gavin Brzezinski. I play a little bit of both sides, but mainly defense, the safety strong side. And, yeah, just basically been playing with these boys as long as I can remember.
That's awesome. Yeah, Kyle and Gavin have actually come on the podcast before, but both those episodes were lost. But that doesn't matter. We're here now, so that's what's important. So let's kind of get into where this all started for each of us. For me, I started playing football in second grade in NFL flag, but... Peyton, when did you first start playing football?
I started playing football when I was four. Been playing tackle football since second grade. Grew up in South Austin playing tackle football. Went playing under the Bowie Bulldogs organization. It was Pee Wee, so I was a little bigger than a normal second grader, so I was playing with fifth graders. And so I always grew up with playing against higher competition. And yeah, I feel like that's definitely what helped me get better as a football player, is playing older kids when I was younger, and then got to finally play kids my age and was able to run the field a little bit. But yeah, I've been playing since I was 14 years. Crazy. But yeah.
Yeah. 14 years of football. That's awesome. Kyle, you said you started in middle school?
Well, I started playing flag football when I was like 5 or 6, mm-hmm. but then I didn't start tackle football till middle school.
Right, same here. Yeah. Gavin.
I was really like born into football. It was just like expected that I play. So mm-hmm. pretty much as soon as I could walk, I was playing football, but I was usually one of the smaller kids. So I wasn't very very good or physical, and it wasn't until around middle school when I started to play a lot better. Mm-hmm. So
no, I even remember, like, freshman year. You've gotten so much bigger since then, too, yeah.
Freshman year, I was, like 120 pounds, maybe 5'6".
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then quarantine, dude. I don't know what they put in those chickens, but.
Now you're 6'1", 190.
Oh, yeah, I'm 185 just about.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are some of those earliest memories that you can remember when it comes to playing football and – you know, like when it comes to football and you think back as far as you can, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
For me, I would say I grew up, when I first moved to Texas, we lived in Tyler around the White House area. That's where Patrick Mahomes went to high school, White House High School. And I played quarterback then. And so the earliest memory I had was him coming to one of our camps and coaching the quarterback group. So I got to work with him when I was really young. And I feel like his mindset from the game kind of influenced me on how I played football my whole career playing football. And so I would say just getting to work with Patrick Mahomes was probably one of the coolest things and earliest memory I have playing football.
You actually got to work with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, because I was a quarterback on the flag football team for the White House Wildcats. And
wow.
So he was there, and he came to our practices and some in the camps too. So I got to work with him, and that was pretty cool.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow. Kyle, for you.
My earliest memory would probably be just playing backyard football with my dad and, like, my older brothers.
Mm-hmm. Gavin?
Mine would probably be, so I used to live in Arkansas until I was about five. So it would probably be when I was around four, we went to a college campus to play, like, the flag football, like, championship. And I remember, like, leaving, our team had, like, this four-foot trophy, and I was like, I want one. I want to buy this just so I can have it in my room. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of us say, you know, we everyone kind of just plays football to start, if it's flag or whatever. But, you know, at some point we get that choice to keep going. What made football different for y'all from other sports, to where you, you know, had that thing in your mind that was saying, okay, I want to play football. I want to continue doing this.
I would say just the game itself. It's a big life lesson in total. Like, I grew up with my stepdad coaching me and other of my best friend's dads coaching us. And so just the life lesson that they're able to bring to us really showed me that this game is a lot more important. Just not the fact that it's just a sport, but all the things it brings to you in life. So I think that's definitely what kept me playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Football is one of the best teachers for a lot of different things, you know, especially probably just because of the risk that comes with it compared to other sports. And, you know, obviously you can get really injured in other sports too, but football, you know, it's just you against other people trying to hit each other as hard as you can. And I think that creates a bond with your teammates like no other sport does.
For sure.
Kyle?
What kept me playing was probably being with my closest friends and my brothers, because, like, why wouldn't I want to play football with, like, my best friends?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun, man. Gavin, what kept you in the game?
I never really knew about, like, the life lessons until recently. And so really, as I was growing up through elementary, middle school, and even up into high school, it was really just, like, an expectation that my family had, that, like, we just play football. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what we do. And it was I also enjoyed it a lot. I liked playing with my friends, and I really didn't want to leave it. Not until I was ready to leave. So,
yeah. And I mean, I don't think any of us are really ready to leave it, but, you know, that next chapter's on the way, and most of us aren't going to play at the next level. So, you know, every first has a last, and it's hard to kind of wrap your head around that, especially right now that it's so fresh and so new with it being over. Like, it doesn't feel like it's over yet, but until, I'm sure, when next year rolls around and everyone else is playing football in high school and,
especially at spring ball.
Yeah.
You'll be watching all the younger guys.
I think that'll hit pretty hard.
Be like, dang.
Mm-hmm. So middle school. How did middle school football go for y'all?
Seventh grade, it was pretty slow. Still a lot of new kids to football, trying to figure out how their bodies were going to handle it. And then eighth grade came around, and we pretty dominant. We lost one game by 2 points on a blocked field goal, and they took it back to the house. But other than that, eighth grade year for me definitely flipped the script on how I was going to play football for the rest of my career. Just, I was a little fatter in seventh grade and not as mobile as I am now. And so I definitely, I hit the Grossberg and grew up and thinned out eighth grade year, thanks to basketball, because all the conditioning we did there. And, yeah, that definitely helped me out and shaped me into the player I am today.
Were you on A team or B team or C team seventh grade year?
I was on A team. Okay. I was still a starter. I was just a slow, fat running back that just ran up the middle. And then eighth grade came, and I got a little faster. And
he was a big dude that wasn't afraid to hit.
Yeah.
Seventh grade football, that's all you need.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. Kyle, how was seventh grade for you?
Seventh grade, I was that B team warrior all day, every day.
Bro, that was me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was small and not athletic. But then going into freshman year, I started working harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, middle school was just fun. Nothing really mattered. I think that was the last time when, you know, it was just playing for fun. Nothing really, you know, not too serious or anything. And, you know, once you hit high school, it's like, okay, it's go time.
Mm-hmm.
How's middle school for you, Gavin?
Well, seventh grade, I was like a twig. But I was, like, one of the coach's favorites, and so they put me on the 18th, 7th grade. But I never actually played.
Yeah.
And I would just kind of watch. And every time I did, even if I did play, nothing would ever happen or come to my way. And then 8th grade, I was given the choice to stay a backup or play on the B team and start. I was also a quarterback. This is when I thought I was going to be a quarterback. Like, the rest of my life, I was going to, like, be the starting quarterback for Leander. And so I was playing quarterback there, and we actually did pretty good. We were the district champs. We were undefeated, or we lost one?
Seven. B team district champs.
Eighth grade
year, y'all. I think we all were 7-1.
Yeah, and then we beat Canyon Ridge. Yep. Yeah. For the
Canyon
championship.
Canyon Ridge was raw.
Yeah, that's when I got a concussion. I got a concussion in eighth grade year because I got
dang. Yeah. 6 picks in one game.
Oh yeah,
that's freshman. That's freshman. Year. That's a totally different.
Yeah,
like,
we'll get into that.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, Cameron was, or no, it wasn't Cameron. It was, I think it was Tanner who was bringing that up last time when he came on. But yeah, middle school.
He was talking about me.
Maybe.
Dang.
But yeah, there's so many fun memories to look back on middle school. What are some that stand out to y'all from middle school?
The one that I remember the most is first play against 4 points. I was at running back, and we were in Buck Sweep. It was like the 60-yard line or 40-yard line going our own 40-yard line, and I ran all the way down, and I was jumping into the end zone because I was about to get tackled, and a dude grabbed my ankles, pulled me back, and I was down right at the 1-yard line, get pulled out. Joe Vasquez came in, ran it up the middle for a touchdown, and I had a 59-yard run, no touchdown, and that probably was one of the most disappointing times for sure, and the most memorable moment of my eighth grade year for sure.
Yeah. Kyle.
For some reason, my vivid memory of middle school football is just getting rained out and going in the locker rooms and like the other team would be in there.
Oh, that happened to us a couple times.
It happened so much.
And I was just like, what's
up? And you're
just
talking to the other team.
To the other team, you're like,
who's the running back?
Yeah. Scouting out
who's y'all's quarterback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How far can you throw it?
Yeah.
Who's the best player?
Yeah, that was
who's
that
the
was
fastest.
Yeah, I just remember one time. I think it was Cedar Park. We got rained out, and they were at our place, and they went into
our locker room,
and like
started
messing up our locker room and stuff, and like smashing lockers and stuff like that.
We were about to go in there and like have a full out brawl.
Yeah, and then our coaches like split us up.
The middle school locker room.
Dominic Nunzio, he was gonna go fight people.
Yeah, no.
Dominic Nunzio was not afraid to fight anyone, dude. No. Even the refs, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but one of my best memories was probably eighth grade year. It was like my first time actually like playing and like being part of like an offensive scheme or like actually having the balls in my hand. Actually having the ball in my hand. And we ran like, I think it was called Zombie, where you roll out and then you just throw a deep post on the go. And I just flipped it out for a touchdown, first play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then another good memory is Cougar Alley.
Oh yeah.
That's where you see who's who's big dog and who's not.
They put Joseph C's against Joe Vasquez.
They brought Tanner brought that up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Joe hit him and he flew back like 7 yards.
And he stayed on the ground.
Got whiplash, couldn't breathe.
Yeah. No. Joe was like a year older than us. And so he he's already hitting puberty by like fifth grade.
Yeah. He already had a full beer belly.
He's a grown man going into eighth grade. Yeah. And we're doing Cougar Alley, and we're each 5 yards away from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And you don't have anywhere to run except for an alley. So you have to meet head on. And gosh.
It was me versus Joe almost every single time. Joe would always call me out, and I had to, you know, step up and meet him in the hole, and that wasn't always fun, but sometimes I would win. And
you know Joe was on our like relay guy.
He was?
Yeah.
Yes. He ran track.
Yeah. Yes.
He used to be the running back.
Yeah. He was our 4x1, our 4x2. he was that guy.
Yeah.
He was running.
And he was probably a pretty big dude, hard hitter.
Yeah, he was huge.
Holy, I remember we were at practice one day, and
Joe now, but in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, he hasn't grown.
He hasn't grown
since.
That's the size he's been since eighth grade.
Was he faster than though, or what?
Yeah, he was
He's about as fast as he is now, except in eighth grade, we were just all like really slow.
I remember we were at practice, and he was running outside when he was supposed to run down the middle. Coach King threw his hat, and he's like, what are you doing, Vasquez? Go up the middle. He got super mad, and so Joe got super pissed, and was like, give me the ball again. Let me do it right. And he went right down the middle. Isaac Escobedo filled the gap.
Yeah,
he
that's
hit
the
him,
funniest
flew
thing.
Back. Isaac landed on his arm, broke his arm. And
oh.
Isaac was out for the rest of the year on that one just from that. And
y'all remember punt whenever
you'd catch it and they would run at you during practice?
No. In middle school. Yeah. Punt. And then Daniel Cedillo. Like blindsided Ryan Ingram.
Yep, I remember that.
Oh my. Ryan Ingram was running after Aiden Salazar because he was our punt returner.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it like in third person, just like watching this whole thing go down. And here comes Aiden, like points at him, and Daniel points at him. And they like lock eyes looking at Ryan Ingram. Ryan Ingram doesn't see Daniel coming. So here he comes. He's coming like all the way from where they punted it. Ryan Ingram's like chasing him, and they're like running into each other. And Daniel Cedillo just full on lays him out. His helmet comes off. He starts like going. He starts like moaning. And it was the funniest thing ever. Coaches had to be mad because it's practice. You like hurt a kid. But we went to the sideline and coach like gave him a bump. He was like, that was crazy. Yeah. That was the biggest hit I've seen.
Oh man, that's awesome. Yeah. Y'all had Cougar Alley. We had something called the ring, and it's to where everyone in the team would get in a circle, and then there'd be two people in the middle, and the only goal was to try to push the other person out of the ring. And there were some fun ones. Just like some of our – I mean, they all go to Glenn now, but some of those linemen would just be just throwing each other to the ground and dragging the other one out. It was wild.
It'd be like a five-minute ring. They're just like wrestling.
That's basically what it was. You're just trying to drag the other person out after you throw them down. But I mean, y'all are lucky. Y'all went to RBMS. That was.
We were the powerhouse.
Yeah, we were up until Henry. Henry was the powerhouse then.
Yeah, they were good.
All the kids that go to Vista now, mm-hmm. they're
pretty good. Like Alex Brandemeyer
and Reese Heffelfinger was 6 foot in eighth grade, and so he would just throw up a nine ball to him, and he's catching that thing every time, and it's just unfair. But that was the team we lost to by two. For the district championship. Yeah. And, you know, Coach West is the coach at Running Brushy, and his brother is the coach at Henry. Mm-hmm. And so that was always a big rivalry game.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember Brody Flannery blocking the opposite direction you're supposed to step on field goal. And
we have a picture of him where his eyes are like up and out, like both ways.
Yeah.
Everyone else is smiling, looking at the camera, and he's like this. He's like
cross-eyed the opposite way.
But it's crossed out.
Yeah, crossed out. And
every play, his head
he was supposed to step right to go down to block the A gap that he was supposed to block. He blocked left as everyone else was blocking right, and the guy ran right through the A gap, blocked it, and they took it all the way back to the house, and they ended up winning.
Okay,
one of the worst moments.
Look at this dude's face.
I think he got hit pretty hard that game or something, but
we're all smiling. Look, that's how small it was though. Look at how big Peyton was.
Yeah, no, I was.
Peyton.
Yeah, that was seventh grade.
The difference between me and Peyton.
Yeah, and now Gavin's an inch taller than me,
and then Cedillo. Yeah. Cedillo is big.
And that's wild.
Look at Bert. Bert's always been huge.
Oh, dude. Bert was just a stud.
He played DN. So
Bert,
I mean,
Bert's just as goofy as he was just as goofy as he is now. Yeah. Like he ran
all
like shaking, all funky. Yeah. And then look, that's Joe.
Joe?
Yeah. Joe was huge. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like
wow.
He was that guy. Like you were like, oh my gosh.
That one kid though, just his eyes going up and out.
That is so funny though.
Yeah, we sucked, dude. Our team was terrible.
I remember we played y'all eighth grade year and everyone was like, oh, JJ this, JJ that. And like we're like, he's gonna score like 5 touchdowns on y'all.
No.
And then I think we held him to like maybe 40 yards rushing. Because all he would try to do
he
was
would
run
just
outside,
try to go out.
And we were just out. We were like, okay, we'll contain you. Go up the middle. Mm-hmm. Meet me, Bert, Cedillo, Vasquez, all meet us in the middle and see what happens. And it did not go well.
He's track fast, but he wasn't football fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was football fast, but he wasn't like blazing.
He wasn't really football smart.
Yeah.
But, I remember one memory, there's just one thing that stands out to me from middle school. We were playing Wiley, and they weren't very good either, right? They were, they were bad.
No.
They were still better than us, but it was like, so I was on B team. I think this was eighth grade year, but it was there's like 1 second left, and I think we were down by, I don't know, like
like 5 points or something. I'm not sure how we got. I'm pretty sure we gave up safeties that game like multiple times. But I was playing tight end. And we had this one play called Arrow, and it's where I just run like a 10-yard post or something. And I remember I was wide open, but like in the middle of the play, the clock, you know, ran out. And so everyone just stopped playing because they thought the game was over. And I was wide open. I was like waiting for the ball, and the quarterback was about to throw it to me. Then like the O-line just stopped blocking, and the D-line just went through and sacked him and stripped the ball and got a strip sack for a touchdown. But
that would happen on a B-team game.
That would.
Clock runs out. They stop playing.
Yeah.
They start like hugging each other. The rest are like, what are you doing?
I was so mad about being on B-team too, because we did like this tight end tryout thing to see what made A-team. And it was like you just block the other person and see who could like block the other one further back.
And whoever won that.
Yeah, whoever won. And I won every time, but they still put the other dude on because he was on A-team 7th grade year, and they told him he had more experience than me. So
It's middle school, it's not that serious. That's what.
Yeah. So let's get into the start of our high school careers.
Oh, God.
So going into freshman year, you know, that's when it kind of hit me that high school football is a lot different. How, you know, there's actually a lot of coaches that know what they're doing going into it. And what was that first kind of moment like, oh, this is high school football for y'all?
I think our first game freshman year was either against Stony Point or Pflugerville. And I think it was Stony Point. And we ended up beating them like 40-something to 7 or something like that. I had like 3 touchdowns at running back, and I was like, man, this is a lot faster, but like these guys aren't that good.
Yeah.
Like I feel like we had better competition in the area that we were for middle school, but it was just I think the pace of play in high school is way faster than it was in middle school, because in middle school you would look over at the sideline and the coaches, like Coach West, would be like scrambling through his playbook and like, all right, let's see what we want to run here. Here, number 7, and everyone would look at their wristband. And high school, it's like, let me give you like a quick signal, and then you're there, go.
Yeah.
And so that definitely was a difference. And then when I played on defense, when I was at linebacker, just get like plays goes, tackle them, they get back, and then you go again. And that was a lot different than middle school, because middle school you'd make a tackle and the guy would take like 2 minutes to get up and get back to the huddle.
Because there's like no play clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The refs would just like take their sweet time, and we didn't really have it like yard markers at Running Brush,
no,
did we?
I think we didn't even have like spray painted numbers.
No.
It was like we had those little orange triangle things that you put at the sideline that said 20 goal.
Yeah,
you know what we're talking about. Yeah. And so
we have them, we don't really ever need them.
Have yard markers.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I forgot to ask Kyle, what position did you play in middle school?
I was safety and more of a running back.
Okay.
Than a slot,
yeah.
Because I could run the ball in middle school pretty well, but yeah, I was a safety and a running back.
And you were both quarterbacks, or
no?
You were running back.
I played running back.
I was quarterback and then corner.
Yeah,
so.
I played linebacker too.
Mm-hmm. Who is the A team quarterback?
Mason Sickles, and Joaquin Garza.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't Joe?
Oh yeah, Joe Pitchford too. It was.
Oh, he was 7th grade. There, he was 7th.
7th grade. Yeah, he was.
And then 8th grade it was Mason and Joaquin.
What year did he get back though?
7th grade.
After he
went to Wiley and stayed there for 7th grade and 8th grade, I think, and then went to Rouse his freshman year.
Why did he go to Wiley?
Just to get a new area. I think his dad just wanted him to
get zoned for Rouse.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
And the fact that I'm pretty sure they lived over in that area and they didn't want
to. I thought they lived next to like where Rags used to live, like over there.
I don't think so. I think they lived over like in the country area.
Oh,
he had a big property.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, his dad wanted him, once he got held back, he didn't want him to be around the same kids that he was around, so he could like not feel weird about getting held back.
Yeah.
So his dad moved him to Wiley. And then he ended up going to Rouse his freshman year and was like, yeah, no, I'm going to transfer to Liberty Hill where he can do more of his stuff. And
right, with that wing.
I mean, good for him, dude. He's going crazy right now.
Yeah, he is, yeah. He's, I think he got hurt, though. Like, he was out for the whole season, basically.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think he did something. I think he broke his collarbone. But
this year?
Yeah, and he's supposed to come. I think he's supposed to like come back for the
playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs. I think he's probably back now. But okay, that's cool. So a little bit of position change from y'all.
Uh-huh.
High school football. Kyle, when did that first hit you?
Like Peyton said, like the pace of play, like playing like freshman year, it was a lot different. And then I remember going and watching varsity games freshman year, and I was like, dang, I'm finna be playing like that. And I was like kind of scared at first, but yeah.
Yeah? You were scared?
Yeah, I was.
I love it.
I mean, yeah, I think
it's intimidating.
Are, yeah.
It is intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's so much more to it than in middle school, you know, especially at the varsity level. Once you see, like, I remember going freshman year to games and just seeing, like, how much goes into all the police cars there, all the, you know, the band, the cheerleaders, the bluebells, everything that goes into a high school football game is kind of awesome to take in. Gavin, when did high school first hit you?
Really, it was, like, that summer camp, the freshman summer
camp. That's what I was going to say.
Because we go out there, you see all these older, like, older varsity guys that are out there, like, helping you. And then you also get, like, the intensity from, like, the coaches. They're, like, screaming at you. You're, like, you've never had this before. And so as a quarterback, like, pressure is, like, a really big thing. Because if you, like, pressure can, like, make you not make the right decisions. Mm-hmm. So I can be over here and not make the right read. And then I get chewed out even more. And then it's just, like, oh, my gosh. Like, pile on pile on pile. And then that's when, like, the good players stand out. It's because even with that pressure, they can go out and, like, still perform and do everything correctly. And so I really felt that because when I was on B team, like, in eighth grade, we didn't have that pressure. We just ran plays against the C team.
Right, yeah.
Which was not very hard. You just, like, throw it to the guy that he told you to throw it to, which was you didn't even have to make a read except for the run plays.
Yeah.
And then when we go into freshman year and we're – having to read the defenses and all that, it was a big game changer. And yeah, that's really when I knew, like, oh dang, this is high school football.
In middle school, if you made a mistake, it was like, oh well, whatever, just get off the field, you know, you got the next play. But in high school, it's kind of a bigger deal. You're getting yelled at, you're getting corrected. And I think how you respond to that definitely impacts how you play. Like how you're able to respond to pressure and respond to adversity will determine how you play and how other people see you. You know, because if you crumble and fold whenever you're, you know, put down by, you know, if you're behind in the game or you made a mistake, how you come back from that ultimately determines how other people are going to see you. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do y'all remember from freshman year?
Picks.
I don't think we can avoid it much longer. Yeah, let's talk about that game, Gavin.
It was multiple games, really. So,
which game was it that was the worst one?
I think it was Weiss.
Yeah.
It was Weiss. So we played them here at Bible. And
that was our first home game, right?
I think so.
I think it was. It was first game, and we're going out and can't see over the line. So I can't see over the line. We also half the time can't even get the snap. So part of it isn't my fault. Like maybe a couple of the picks were like, oh, that's a bad throw. But some of them were just like, I'm scrambling and I just chunk the ball.
Yeah.
So we can't even get the snap in the air sometimes. Like they'll just roll over to me. I'll go grab it, take a 3-step drop, and I'll still be at the 5-yard, like 5 yards away from the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like scrambling just to get the ball out of my hand so I don't get sacked. Mm-hmm. But every now and then we'd have a couple good plays. Like if we got a good snap, we'd send a guy on a 9 route. I just throw it as far as I can.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you come up with it, yeah.
And then that's really all freshman year was quarterback. And then but defense I wasn't doing too bad. I had like 3 picks on defense at corner.
Yeah, so not a quarterback.
Not at quarterback.
I just remember that game when we were up in the locker room and we walked out.
Yeah, they're all watching.
We walked out to the little railing. Then I was like, oh, Gavin's a quarterback. Here we go. Like snaps it. Drops back, pick, and I was like, yikes, that's not good. And then I remember asking, I was like, how'd you do? He's like, oh, I threw like 6 picks in the first half. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, hey,
you get next time.
Then we stopped passing the ball.
Yeah.
Was there a moment where a coach told you, okay, you're not playing quarterback?
Not at all freshman year.
Yeah, no.
Okay, but then, so, yeah, we can keep talking about freshman year for a little bit before we get into the next part. What do y'all remember from freshman year?
I think I just remember, like, I think I had, like, 13 touchdowns freshman year, and then, like, I had like 60, 70 tackles at linebacker, and I remember I was like, dang, this is fun. Like, I think we were like 6-4, and that was when we were 6A still. We played like Weiss, Round Rock, Vandy.
Right, yeah.
And I just remember we were close in all those games that we lost. I remember Vandy was at Running Brushy, and it was like 45 degrees. It was a super cold game, and we were down like 35-7 at halftime and ended up losing like 42-35. And that was a really close game because Vandy, they're really good. Their quarterback now is committed to Baylor for baseball, and their left tackle that I was going against the whole game is committed to Clemson. He's like 6'8" now. Yeah. And Round Rock too. We had a drive to win that game, and then I think it was like 25 yard line, and Cameron got the snap and fumbled, and then we lost that game. But
yeah,
we were really competitive freshman year, and I think that's ultimately what helped us this year for varsity, just because we had that chemistry. We've had that chemistry since freshman year. Our defense has always been good, and so I just knew that this year was going to be different.
Yeah, and with the coaches, it's like their first 4-year rotation. Yeah. So, they've had us for our entire high school careers. Yeah. Kyle, what was that freshman year memory that?
Honestly, I don't remember much from freshman year. It's like a big blur.
I mean, kind of the same. Yeah. Pre-COVID was
is
just kind of a blur.
Yeah,
to me
I
now.
Can't even like think of what happened freshman year. I'm like sitting here trying to think, and I'm like thinking of nothing.
Were you on blue team or red team?
I was the red team, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The red team was the B team.
Yeah.
I was with Gavin.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I do remember him throwing a bunch of picks that game, but I don't remember anything I was doing like freshman year.
Okay, so you only remember Gavin's mistakes.
I don't even know what like position I was. I think they moved me to slot then.
Yeah, you were slot. Yeah. And then we do like jet sweeps.
Yeah.
You and Dylan Adams. Oh, this is back when Dylan Adams. Yeah, Dylan Adams was fast. Yeah.
Was Garrett Hendrickson?
No, yeah. He was on 18. Oh, yeah, he was on blue.
He was on 18. That's right.
Yeah. I forgot about him. Dang.
He was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember, little rewind. Eighth grade year, last game. It was like
return
5 seconds left in the game. And he was like, "Coach, I'm going to return this kickoff." Like, okay, let's see. And he was on B team then, and all the A team guys were sitting in the end zone, the opposite end zone. They kick the ball, and he does like 5 snake, like goes from sideline to sideline 5 times.
This looks like one of those Devin Hester, throwback like returns.
He's going in and out like sideline to sideline like 5 times, mm-hmm. and then scores, and the whole A team jumps on top of him in the end zone. We're like, let's go! And that was a good.
He was a good athlete. I wish he was like.
Yeah.
Ruin his life and stuff.
Do all the stuff that he's been doing now. But
where does he go now?
Does he go to school?
Yeah, I think. And the last time I remember, he was at Rouse.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
I haven't seen him since like last summer, so.
Yeah. Oh, well. We'll get into JV year now. Sophomore year, a little bit of a adjustment. What was that like for y'all?
I think it was really just I played my own game, just, like trusting myself, and I know I'll trust in my teammates that they'll do their jobs. So if we all do our jobs, everything will happen. And I ended up having like through like 3 games on JV, I had like 40 tackles, 35 tackles, something like that. And against Weiss, I had the only points that we scored against Weiss that year, and it was a defensive strips. I stripped it, took it to the house, mm-hmm. and then after that game, I got called up to varsity and went from playing linebacker on JV to playing D-line on varsity, and that was a complete shift.
Oh, yeah.
I remember it was against Cedar – or our first game was against Anderson, and I was a special team warrior that game. I played kickoff, kick return. I was on all the special teams that year, and my very first play, I got a tackle on kickoff, and I think I had like 3 tackles on kickoff, and I ended up getting special teams player of the week in my first ever varsity game. And then the next week after that, we played Cedar Park, and that's when I got my first actual playing time on D-line, and Coach B was like, "All right, Gordon, you ready?" I was like, sure. And I had to go against this A&M commit, 6'7", 315, Luke Williams, I remember his name.
Oh, and dude, I remember that. I remember, like, the group chat, something like a meme or something. Yeah. Like, the Goliath thing.
The Goliath
thing.
Like versus the, David and Peyton Gordon against the left tackle from Cedar Park. Yeah, no. Very first play, I had the long stick into the A-gap, and he grabs my shoulders, puts me in the ground, nut drags on my face, and I was like, well, welcome to varsity.
Yeah,
Peyton.
That's your welcome to varsity.
Yeah, and so I remember right after that play, Coach Beef pulled me off. He's like, hey, you'll get him next time. And I think that's what helped me continue my varsity career. And then they ended up
Coach Beef?
Yeah, Coach Beef was like, you got it. I was like, see, even if I make mistakes, they're still backing me up. And I ended up getting a couple tackles on defense that year. And I was playing against one of my best friends, Hunter Luke, at receiver. I remember making a tackle. He's like, oh, hey, Peyton, you're on varsity now? I was like, yeah. He's like, and so, yeah, no. I think sophomore year was a big step in my football journey, just getting that opportunity to play on varsity and, just playing with all the big dogs and finding that rhythm, and then it was just up from there.
What was quarantine like? How did that change your...
Mm. Oh, practices were a lot different because we had to, separate a little bit more.
That was so weird.
I remember
masks.
We had to wear masks, and we had to wear those little gator things when we take our helmet off, and we all had our own water bottles on the sideline because we didn't want to share waters. It was definitely a different year in football for sure, because even on the sideline we had to be like distanced from each other, even though we just practiced.
They had like cones set out that we had to stand on. That was rough. How'd that, like, what were you doing over quarantine? Were you sitting around like most of us were, or were you actually like still getting to find ways to get to work?
Well, we had a membership at a gym, and I remember you had to be like three machines away from someone else that you to be able to do anything. And so I would go every once in a while, but I definitely sat at home and played a lot of video games and tried to get out as much as I could, but
I got really good at Madden that year.
Oh, yeah. I got really good at Fortnite for sure. I played Fortnite.
Back in the quarantine Fortnite.
Yeah. Fortnite was where it was at.
That was
it was quarantine 2K for me.
Oh, yeah.
Quarantine 2K?
Yes.
Fortnite just went downhill from there.
Quarantine Rainbow.
Oh, yeah. I remember Rainbow. Gavin would text me, hey, get on Rainbow. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'd play for 6 hours a day at least.
We'd play all night.
I would play all day.
We would make QT runs and get like four Bang energy drinks each. And then we'd have our candy set, and then we'd have like a timer for like each time we need to drink a Bang, so that we can like stay up all
night. I remember my parents were
up to like 9 in the morning playing.
I mean, quarantine was rough, but there were some fun parts about it.
And I remember during school too, like we would be like on FaceTime calls while our Zoom is up, while we're playing video games, and
just turn the camera off and mute it.
That's what I do
every single class.
Call your name, like attendance, Gavin.
Yeah.
You just hear the clicking.
Or
if they,
I remember I was in an intro to engineering class my sophomore year, and I was playing with some friends, and I get called on to answer a question, and I just completely sat there, completely silent. Yeah. Like Peyton, and then I came back 15 minutes later. Sorry, I was in the bathroom. Yeah. But, it's okay. And so I just use that every time. But
yeah, I mean, sophomore year, like half of sophomore year is probably just like the easiest thing ever. Like,
it was by far because everyone cheated.
Well, yeah, and they couldn't stop you from
exactly
cheating. Like I would, unless you had to take a test, you could just show your eyes and that was it. Like you didn't need anything else.
Yeah. But I think I definitely paid for it in junior year. Because
yes. I paid for it when I had to go back because my mom made me go back.
During sophomore year?
Yeah.
She made you?
And I paid for it towards the end of the first semester. I paid for it because I could not do anything.
I remember I went to in-person school for one day. And I was like, nah, I'm never doing
this. Yeah, there was 100 kids in total. There were probably more teachers than there were students.
I mean, because they had to be there. But
I remember going to Coach Martin's class, and like the first thing he did was like, everyone spread out, sit down, be quiet, and there's no eating or talking in my class. And I was like, yeah, I'm never coming here again.
I would only come on game day, so I was already there. But
I just remember my mom made me come to school. Like I was at school for the first 6 weeks or the first three, 6 weeks, the first semester. Mm-hmm. I was at school and classes were like five people deep. And then in January, is when the whole football team got quarantined
from injury.
And, yeah, we had to quarantine for two weeks?
Yeah,
something like that.
Because injury.
And,
yeah.
I was in
the lifting
then
group. I remember that.
I came back for a week. I stayed home, came back for a week because I had to do a little like test or something in science. And then a girl in our science class got COVID. So my science class had to quarantine for another 2 weeks, and that was right when baseball was starting. So mm-hmm. I missed two full weeks of baseball, and I was like, I'm not coming back to school. I'm not getting quarantined for a third time. And so and then I just stayed home and had to go to baseball practice every once in a while. And then, yeah. You know.
But sophomore year for football, that's really when I hit puberty. I grew to about like 5'11", and I gained almost 40 pounds, 50 pounds. And I was actually like becoming like a football player, and mm-hmm. that's when coaches were like, "Hey, you're not playing quarterback anymore. You're gonna play. You're gonna play safety." And I was like, "All right." I was like, "I'll give it a try." And I was kind of mad at first because like, dang, I thought I was gonna be the quarterback. You know, thought I was gonna be the guy.
Yeah, but I remember being in like the safety group with you.
And
I
yeah.
never really liked safety because it was like a lot to handle on defense, but
I enjoyed it. I thought it was like an easier version of quarterback. Like,
yeah.
I'm still manning everything. I'm still like helping call the plays.
Yeah,
and everything.
It's quarterback on the other side.
Yeah, it's yes, and I still get to do like, I still get to be that free player. You know what I'm saying? And I really enjoyed it. And I remember trucking that dude from what was it, Weiss, or who did we play at RBMS?
Maynor.
Was it Maynor?
I think so.
Yeah,
I trucked that dude for Maynor. Oh my gosh, that was the best feeling ever. It was like my first like, bang! Like everyone's like mm-hmm. shocked. Like the ooh.
Yeah. You had a lot of those this season.
Yeah, this season was fun.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And then yeah, really. And then I would dress out a couple games for varsity, and you could really see the difference in the style of play. You're like, oh my. This is fast. Like, this is totally different.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it was just sophomore year is really where I started to grow up and become.
Yeah, sophomore year you either got worse or better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could see the guys that had peaked in middle school, and then you see the guys that are just now starting to peak.
Yeah. Yeah, like Dominic Nuncio.
he was getting kind of good. Though.
I just remember he was getting good, but I don't know what he just lost his mind.
And just injuries.
Broke his femur.
Yeah, injuries caught up to him. Tore his ACL in eighth grade.
Was that like pregame or?
You know, it was in practice. I'm pretty
practice.
Sure. Yeah, we were just doing it was pursuit drill, and he was running.
Oh, he just
running, and it just snaps. I don't know how your femur does that when you're running, but like, I guess it
like twisted in the turf. I guess.
Yeah.
He got big fast. He definitely was on something.
I just remember the numbers that we got for our sophomore year when we were on varsity. I was number 96.
Ocho Cinco, baby.
I went from literally, I was number 6 on JV. Number 6. I went from a single digit number, and then I got 96 as a running back and a D lineman on varsity. That was
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, Gavin was 85. Aiden Salazar was 82.
85 as a safety, bro.
I think
like they couldn't give me like a 20 or 30. They had to give me 85.
I think Sadio got one of the best. He was 68 as a D lineman, which is not a bad number for a high school D lineman. I mean, he's 63 or 53 now.
Yeah.
But like, it's not a bad
53
number.
Looks good on them, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I remember that Maynard game when the defense scored more than the offense. It was like, we scored.
That was Weiss. Where we played. Where were we?
I thought that was at RBMS.
Well, no, the main game too. Our defense scored more than our offense.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Both games
but
we did.
Weiss was the one where I had the strip football.
Yeah,
touchdown. And
Maynard
like,
was the one where Maynard we just
was like,
like.
I think we had like two pick sixes and like a fumble for a touchdown, and then I think we had one offensive touchdown that game, and then. We lost. I mean, Maynard had all their offensive linemen from varsity. Their whole offensive linemen had varsity stickers on their helmets.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And somehow we still almost beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But,
they were huge.
Yeah, they were.
Their linemen were massive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something I also remember from, I don't know if this was freshman year or JV year, but when like pregame, we're like stretching and stuff, and Joe would just come up to you and just start hitting your helmet and just bashing you.
No, that was definitely
concussion before the game. You're like, dude,
yeah.
Dude, you gotta chill, man.
I think he definitely learned to control his anger a little bit more.
I don't think it was anger. It was excitement. That's like, what I meant. He was trying to get the team riled up, and we're like, that's not how you do it.
One time he like hitting our helmets, and like his hands started bleeding or something. He had to get his.
He was always the hype man.
He was juiced up, man. He was juiced up.
Yeah. Even now, he's still the hype man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He really grew into it this year. Yeah, like he really started to become that leader, that guy. Like, oh dang, like he was almost like a, I don't know, like he wasn't afraid to say what he wanted to say.
Right. Yeah. He was able to be really vocal and wouldn't. For sure. Yeah. No filter. You know. So, yeah, we talked about sophomore year. Let's get into junior a little bit. That was my first time on varsity was junior year, because I remember sophomore year, like, you know, the last game of the year was after Thanksgiving break, so didn't everyone who, like, went to practice that week get moved up or something?
Yes.
Yeah. And I was, like, out of town or something. So. Yeah. But, yeah, let's get into junior year. So, Kyle, were you on JV junior year still?
I was on JV, and then I got moved up.
Like, you got moved up. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that first varsity experience, then. We don't have to talk about the JV times anymore. When was that first moment when you were like, okay, this is varsity, this is different? Peyton, you kind of already talked about yours, but Kyle, what was your moment?
I think being on varsity during the Maynard game and watching, like, Quentin Joyner play was pretty crazy.
Yeah. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. He was really good. He's a five-star now.
He's a five-star.
He was a two-and-a-half-star. He's a two-star when he played us, or before he played us.
He played us. A three-and-a-half.
I think he went up to a four-star after
playing us.
Just because he ran for, like, 250 yards for like four touchdowns.
We still almost beat them. Well, they didn't have four.
No, it was like, I think he had three touchdowns.
I'm gonna look up his stats from that.
He was just real fast.
Yeah, no, he was really fast.
He was fast and
big.
Big.
Yeah. And then he committed to USC.
Not like he was just like running over everyone. He was just like
running past everyone.
He was just like real elusive, and like he was running so fast that if you tried to like grab, you couldn't arm tackle. So he was running so fast that if you hit him with your arms, like he's going right through.
He was definitely the first really good running back I'd ever played against, and that's what kind of taught me, like, oh wow, this is, you actually have to tackle without using your arms. You got to get into it.
I remember the Glenn game, first game of the year. Tensions are high, expectations are real high. We're like, oh dang, like we need to win this. And it was my first game actually starting, and I was, like, in the middle of the defensive formation, and I had, like, 11 tackles, which at the time on varsity defense, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, that's crazy. And then I was like, dang, like, this is really it.
Yeah.
And, like, this is really varsity. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, like, a – like leader then as I am like this season, because there were still like other seniors, and like they were doing their thing, and I was gonna follow what they were saying.
Especially those first years, it feels weird to kind of step up and be a leader when there's other seniors who are ahead of you most of the time.
I just remember
it's hard too,
that
as off well, because
going into junior year, that off season from our sophomore spring, that off season, they put me as one of the captains of one of the off season teams as a sophomore.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So now I had to fill some shoes, and I had to, like, Major Maiden was
the
guy.
They had me. Who else did they have?
I think that was it. And probably maybe Sadio was one of them.
Yeah.
But I think that other than that was it. And I remember Major Maiden was a big guy that I looked up to, and that's one of the reasons why I wore number 15 for the past 2 years, because he was a big influence on my varsity, like, style. And so I was like, well, I gotta fill Major shoes now. And so I had to step up and be a leader, and that was really, really weird, because there was a bunch of seniors that I looked up to my sophomore year as juniors,
and now I'm like
some of their captains, and I'm like, wow, like, that's crazy. And so it really hit me fast, and I really had to grow up a lot faster then.
It's kind of weird looking at that. Like, our freshman year, looking at those seniors, thinking they're just freaking studs and huge, and now we're those guys that the freshmen are looking at.
It doesn't feel like varsity now. Doesn't feel like how it felt like when I saw it.
Right. Yeah. It's so weird.
It just feels like the normal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like when I looked at varsity from freshman year, it looked like a, like watching like college.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, like, this is. this is crazy. I don't know how I'm going to get to this. And then now it's just like, I could do this every day. Yeah. Like, this is.
Oh, I found the Mainer stats for Quentin Joyner against us.
I think his first five games, like this year, he had like 20 touchdowns or something.
I'm not surprised. Wow. That's crazy.
Against us last year, he had 22 carries for 293 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah. No.
Yikes.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. And then you also got to remember they had Che, too.
Yeah, and but he was a track guy. He's not a football guy.
They just threw out screens to him, and he would run.
And when Dre hit him.
Oh, and popped his helmet
Dre knocked off his helmet.
I mean, he still went to Pitt for football. But
I don't think he was actually playing.
No.
Yeah.
Che.
I think it was mostly for, like, track.
Track, yeah. Because he got a track and football scholarship.
He wasn't even the one we were, like, I mean,
wasn't the one that we were like worried about.
We weren't worried about him at all.
Yeah,
Coach. I still remember when we were like watching film for them on our first time watching film, getting ready for that game. Coach, we were like looking at Quentin Joyner, and Coach Lopez was just like, "All right, this guy's big. He's not fast. He doesn't hit hard. Franklin is way better than him."
I remember Coach Bailey. They would always downplay.
They're like, he's a good high school running back, but that's all he is.
A high
school running back.
And then goes from a two-star to a four-star after we play him with 290 yards.
Full ride to USC.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah. Full ride to USC.
Full ride.
Wow.
Dude, I mean, have you seen his quads? His quads like the size of my torso.
Have you seen his brother? His brother is their quarterback
this year.
He's a sophomore, and he's taller than Quentin. He's literally, like, I think he's, like, 6'1", 6'2", and he's, like, 200.
Yeah, that's when he
plays running back?
Yeah, no, quarterback.
Oh, quarterback.
So it was him and, that's when I and wish, his brother like, in the backfield. Back.
It's either
I could be a junior right now, as big as I am. Like, I would love that, dude.
Yeah.
What, getting held back and stuff?
Yes. Like, imagine if we all got held back at least 1 year.
Well, we technically can all reclass because we all have another year of eligibility because of COVID.
Yeah. But I don't think I could do high school another year.
I don't know if it's worth for football.
I mean, would you have to take any classes?
You still have to fill a schedule. It could just, like, all be electives, though.
Like, I could do football and then...
You'd have student aid every day.
And then I'd have like two off periods, so I'd put those either like in the morning. So football would take up two, off period two, and so then I'd just have to choose two more classes.
For each day.
So what classes?
Some easy classes like business with Coach Martin. Yeah. I would literally just get coaches' classes and could literally just pass you. But
well, it's kinda getting to this season now. Senior year on varsity. We all kind of stepped into a leadership role of some sort. What stood out this year compared to the other ones?
I would say the way we started the season with our mentality of winning definitely helped change the way we saw the field this year. It was just a lot last year was we would start losing and everyone would put their heads down and not try to fight back. Like, oh, well, there it is, Leander again. Going to lose. But this year, it was definitely a lot different. When we played Pflugerville, it was, what, like 14-0 at halftime, and we ended up beating them 21-7 or something like that. And I remember after that game, we were like, yep, well, we're a different team now.
They didn't score the first half.
Yeah, no, it was 14-0, and then they scored.
Crazy, though, was last year they 50-balled us.
Yeah.
And then we came back. And it was a 70-point difference from last year to this year. It was like 21-7 or something.
Yeah. And I definitely remember when we were able to do that on defense, and I was like, dang, our defense. I mean, I knew our defense was going to be good once we were all seniors. I mean, the fact that we were super dominant in middle school, freshman year, JV, like I was like, yeah, once all these guys get up to varsity and we're all seniors, like we're going to be – really good on defense. And so when I saw that, I was like, yeah, no, we're going to win some games this year. And we started out 3-0 and then we just hit a rock. And
we played a good team
and injury, a lot of injury.
And we still did pretty good against that team. Yeah. I mean, we held them to 10 points
at half,
which that touchdown, what was their first touchdown? Was that the one that they ran all the way back or
I think it was the offensive touchdown. Was it the quarterback run up the middle?
Was that their first touchdown?
College Station.
Yeah. College Station. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And so
that was just miscommunication.
Yeah. And a momentum builder for them for sure. But I just remember
it should have then been 3-0 at half if we would have like played it correctly.
Yeah. Oh, that been cra- but then we been also crazy. Had the fake punt.
That oh. Back.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
The fake punt. We went, what was it called?
We ran, it was the reverse one that I was supposed to toss to you.
Oh, yeah.
Which one
and
is
no,
that?
Every single player knew that was coming.
They blitzed to the ball.
Coach McClain said that it was a bad coaching on his part. Because
we kicked it like 60 yards and decided to get it back.
Their 20-yard line.
Yeah.
I remember
it was the one where I'm supposed to toss to Kyle, and then Kyle runs around and he either runs it or he throws it to Bert.
And Bert was wide open.
The thing was Bert left the right side, and there were people on the right side where Bert was. And so I caught it, turned, and where Bert was supposed to be, but he was gone on a route.
They were like right there. The whole team was right there.
I'm getting hit as I'm trying to toss Kyle the ball, and then, like, I could barely see Kyle. Probably, for me, I probably should have just kept it, but I toss it to Kyle, and I tossed it a little too high and over Kyle's head, and then Ugo went to go try to catch it, get on the ball, overran it. He gets trucked. But I definitely knew that this year was going to be different, especially – when we played Bastrop, I had never scored a touchdown on varsity. Mm-hmm. Sophomore year, junior year. Junior year, I was more of a blocker because that's when we had Dylan Capers up to for his first year ever playing football in high school. And we just ran ace a lot, and we just both of us blocked a ton at tight end. But Bastrop came, and I finally got my opportunity.
That was your first touchdown?
Yep. On my birthday, I had two touchdowns and a game-winning sack at the very end of the game.
Yeah.
That was definitely a –
You improved a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think a lot of people improved from junior to senior.
I mean,
like
the transformation
that
Kyle had from junior year to senior.
Kyle was skinny.
Really he might be the most like improved
year.
Player.
Yeah, yeah, no, he was super, super skinny. Like,
no, I literally went to the gym.
And then
like
he found out about LA. LA Fitness.
Yeah, no, I remember he came back.
And wife beaters. He found out about that one too.
I remember he came back for the strength and conditioning one day, and I saw him. I was like, dang, Kyle's jacked now. I was like, this year is going to be crazy.
Yeah, I think I gained like, I don't know, like 30 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, I know. Wow. It was crazy.
But yeah, and all my like maxes went up like a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got way faster. And then I was like, maybe I'll be good this year. Yeah, because junior year I really didn't do anything, like literally nothing.
I just think like a lot of the stuff that happened this year, in our season was just like we were shooting ourselves in the foot.
I agree.
It was our mistakes.
Yeah, for sure.
Like this past game, like we fumbled the ball four times.
Yeah, a lot of offensive turnovers.
There were ten fumbles, or no, it was ten. There was like 10 turnovers in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
By us?
No, by
total?
Both teams combined.
Like, it was just bad.
And we had five.
We fumbled seven times, but we got it back three of the times.
And then we stopped playing defense on one of them, and then we just had, like, messed up on the coverage on another, which was two touchdowns, and then three touchdowns led to three fumbles that were inside the red zone.
If you think about it.
One of them was inches away from the goal line.
Yeah.
The two touchdowns y'all gave up meant really nothing. We scored 43 points that game offensively.
Yes.
And we also turned the ball over three times inside our 10-yard line, and they got the ball back and did like two plays and scored.
If an offense doesn't score when they're inside the 10-yard line, like that's not a very good offense.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I just think that if we would have taken those three touchdowns that they scored off of our turnovers away, I mean, that game would have been totally
If we take away the fumbles, not even the picks. Like, the picks don't matter. If we take away the fumbles and the loafed like plays on defense, like we're destroying these guys.
It was what?
Like it would end up being like 60 to something.
It was
like,
21 it was 21-32 them at halftime. We had given them three touchdowns in the first half on turnovers.
Yeah, on short yards.
Three. So it would have been, what is that, 11 to 11 to 21.
Is that and the then you got to also think that if we don't fumble those and we keep the drive alive, like we can be scoring in those situations.
Oh, yeah.
Which mm-hmm. then it could end up being anywhere like towards like 40 points to 11.
And they scored 12 because the final score was 46. They had 46.
Yeah,
and 46. They scored four. They scored two touchdowns in the second half. That was it. If we would have kept them from
and two,
scoring.
Two of those touchdowns were off of the – one of them was off of the fumble.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we would have –
They would have scored seven.
Yeah, they would have scored seven. And we had 43. We scored 21 in the first and 22 in the second.
Yeah, we just shot ourselves in the foot a lot. We, yeah.
Like mm-hmm. the fact that I had three touchdowns for 135 yards and we still lost.
I know.
It's kind of upsetting. But, I mean.
It is what it is.
It was senior night.
Not much we can do about it now.
Yeah.
So.
I think this season what really was different is. You know, we had all the pieces, and we were starting to put them together. And we didn't put them together in the best way that we could. But last year, like, everyone was their own player, and they were playing individually. And we weren't coming together as a team.
They're trying to play for their stats.
Yep. Like, yeah.
For sure.
And I think that's something that the next people will be able to build off of on top of what we put on was, you know, we had all the pieces, and now we just need to put them together. And if we put them together a little bit better than we did, because all our games that we lost, I think we can pretty much say, maybe except for Georgetown, which was just really bad.
Well, I mean, me, Zane, and Burris were all out that Georgetown game.
Yeah,
that was just a bad game in general.
Yeah, but for the most part, all of those mistakes can be fixed on our end, not by all the other teams doing stuff that we can't handle, you know.
I think the start of our downfall was injury and sickness.
The sickness killed us.
Yeah. I mean, I had
I don't know what happened. It was after Del Rio.
Oh yeah, it started going downhill.
There's that water they put in the Del Rio. Yes.
Oh, everyone God. Was
swimming.
It tasted like paint. Tasted like paint. Well, it's also the minerals that are over there. The water's a lot harder.
I didn't drink it,
but I just remember. I mean, I had strep against Hendrickson. I missed the Hendrickson game.
I mean,
from strep. I mean, this last week against Eastview, I was sick the whole week. I didn't go to school at
A&M Consolidated were like the two games where I was like the most sick. Like A&M Consolidated, like I was the amount of Dayquil I took before that game was crazy, dude.
I mean, we're looking past this whole season that Gavin had this past year. I mean, he had 105 tackles this season off of of 9 games that he played in. Like,
wow.
105 tackles as a safety.
That's crazy.
I was also lined up like over the ball most of the
time. But still, you're a safety. 105 tackles is really, I mean, you're first in the district for tackles. You're 15th in the state of Texas, 15th for 5A D1. You're 15th in the state.
It's finally hitting him.
He's just like
15th.
That's one thing I didn't want to focus on during the season was my stats,
because
I knew if I started focusing on my stats, then like it wouldn't turn into this is for the team, but it would turn into this is for me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing like I wanted to win and play for the team. I didn't want to have to play for my stats. Like, if my stats came to me, like, I'm fine with that.
That's what made you such a good leader on the team, too, because you cared more about the improvement of, you know, our team as a whole, and then the stats came as, like, a side effect, you know, because you were really focused on doing your job, and then it paid off.
Well, I was looking also the other day after the game. I was trying to find the box score for our game. I wanted to see how many yards I had and just see how I finished the season. And then I went to the district leaders in points, and I saw the Georgetown running back had 30 touchdowns this season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 touchdowns.
That dude's pretty good.
And I was like, dang, 30 touchdowns?
Yeah, but that whole team, that whole Georgetown team was really good. They've been playing together since.
Oh, forever.
Like,
yeah.
Georgetown, like, football, like, that's like that's like a culture there.
Georgetown sports in general is a culture there. I mean, their baseball team won state. They won the state championship last year for baseball. I mean, wouldn't be surprised if they make a deep run in the playoffs for football this year. And I'm pretty sure their volleyball team is in like round four of the playoffs right now for them too. Like,
they just breed athletes over there.
Yeah. Well, getting pretty short on time here, so I want to ask y'all this question. If you could tell one thing, now being a senior, if you could tell one thing to your freshman self about high school football or just high school in general, what would you tell them?
I would say just you know, trust the process. Like, put your heart into the program, and things will work out for you. Like, my freshman year, I was working my butt off just to see the field and get the ball. And then sophomore year came, and I got that opportunity to be on varsity. Kept putting in the work, you know. Didn't get the ball much sophomore year. I was more of a blocker. And then junior year came, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get the ball a little more this year. I had 2 receptions the entire year for 30 yards. I was like, well, you know, next year, keep working, I'll get it. And finally, senior year, I had 8 touchdowns for like a total of like 600 yards. And I'd say just keep working hard and put your heart into the program, and everything will work out fine. Because, especially as a senior, not having a touchdown, and then I finally score, I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
All this work finally paid off.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to stay on the path, but you just have to trust that it will work out eventually.
Especially how we, sophomore year, we were like 2-9 or 2-8. Mm-hmm. Junior year, same thing, 2-8. And this year, 3-7.
But every single one of our games, we were in it until pretty much the end.
And that's something you really...
shooting ourselves in the foot. Like, most of the games that we should have won, like, were just simple mistakes that we made. Yeah.
And that's the hard part about looking past that stuff is mm-hmm. you got to look past all the shoot yourself in the foot, all that. You just got to put your time in. If you put your time in, it'll pay off.
You're just like, God, like, how do you mess that up? Like,
and then everyone on the other, sideline, or like our teammates see that, and then everything just goes down from there. Like mm-hmm. our whole mentality just crumbles away.
Yeah. Kyle, what would you tell your freshman self? One thing.
I would tell him probably cherish every time the time I have right now, because like it went way too fast. I wish I had more time to work, get better.
Freshman year feels like yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, all 4 years of high school football just gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how it just stops.
Yeah.
I wish sophomore year during like COVID, I like took working out more serious.
Yeah. That's one thing I would tell my freshman self now is
get after it.
Yeah. Get after it. Like grind now so that you're not trying to do it as a junior. Uh-huh. You're not trying to do it as even as a senior. Like get it done now so that mm-hmm. by the time, so that whenever you're playing on varsity, like you're
already
one of the
you're
already one of the faster, stronger dudes, because mm-hmm. I really do wish I was stronger freshman year and I was faster, so that going in to that sophomore year,
this freshman class, they're like actually like working out like crazy, like.
But I do think it's different because we had COVID, like.
It was different.
Like we couldn't do most of the things that they're doing now.
Yeah, and they were. Everyone told us, don't go outside, don't do anything, like, stay home.
Yeah, it became a lot harder.
Yeah, and then you're damn, so I can't really do anything besides stay home and play video games, you know? That's what everyone else did.
I know for sure that the program's going in the right direction, for sure. The way we left it this season, next year, for sure. I mean, Logan Mitchell is going to be a dog next year at quarterback. I mean, he's already 6'4 as a sophomore.
We have a lot of people who are going to be able to.
I mean, Damian, Zane.
We're laying good foundation to build upon.
I mean, freshmen. I mean, Mason Montgomery is going to be really good too. Lot, Noah, they're all going to be crazy next year. I mean, even the kid from Running Brushy, that 6'1" wide receiver from Running Brushy.
They just need to keep the grind. Like they want to. Like it should never be enough.
Yeah, right. You can't settle. That's what I feel like. One of my mistakes was once I got to varsity, I started taking a little easier on myself, and then I saw that as a mistake later on, and that's when I kind of kicked it back into gear. I wish I would never have gotten comfortable, because once you get comfortable, you prevent improvement.
You feel like you have that starting spot just, like, solidified,
and then they started putting Dre in at Mike, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I got to keep it up, and that was pretty eye-opening to me.
It was like, you got to keep working, mm-hmm. keep trying to get better, keep wanting to get better.
Even during the season, I kept, like, going to the field, working out and stuff.
I think the honorable mention for tight end last year really pushed me to do a lot better this year, because I was like, well, if I was getting honorable mention last year when I was really just blocking the whole time, I mean, what can I do this year? And so I think that's what really pushed me. And I'm crossing fingers, hopefully, maybe first team all district, hopefully second team, something like that.
Yeah. For real.
Improvement from last year is all I'm hoping for. But.
I, Yeah, last year I wasn't on anything except for the
academic.
Academic. All district, baby. Yes, but I was like, I really thought that I was a better safety than that and that I should have been on something. And so that really is what drove me to be more physical, more a better leader, really, to kind of help push the team and push myself to become better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we hit everything I wanted to hit, unless y'all have anything else I want to say. We got about 3 minutes left.
I think that's
Swole's the goal.
Swole's the goal, baby. Thank
size
y'all.
Size is the prize.
Thank y'all for coming on. This is really good. Looking forward to the next chapter, whatever it is, but I think we can all say that football left a mark on all of us that we're never going
to
forget.
Oh, I do want to ask a question. Are y'all wanting to go play college football?
I'm still pretty undecided on it, which kind of makes me feel like it's probably leaning towards a no at this point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm still open to anything.
Yeah. For me, I'm stuck between wanting to go play college football because I love football. I love playing it. But I also want to go and, like, go have a college experience with my friends. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Not
like, I'm
just grinding the entire time.
Not just play football because I'm probably not going to be going to the NFL.
Yeah.
And I would love to get another 4 years at football, but I also don't want to give up those 4 years I have in college for me to not really do anything.
You'd make a lot of memories, but you would also waste a lot of time.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not necessarily a waste of time. It's just missing out on things that
it's
other people
are
getting to
things,
do.
That other people are getting to do.
Me and Gavin have it pretty set up. If we don't go anywhere for football, we're both probably going to be going to college together and doing a little survey, little thing. With
that's, her. What, that's one thing. I would love to go to play college football with one of my teammates.
Because
that would make me more comfortable going into that program, going to college in general.
Even being like a bench warmer.
I mean,
like
who knows? Maybe me and Gavin go to TJC and walk on from the JUCO team. See what happens there. You know,
maybe we got to grind out this summer then.
Yeah, I gotta finish putting that
off-season
highlight tape together so I can get to Coach Price, see what he can do with it. But yeah.
All right. Thank y'all for coming on. This is really good. Signing off. Swole is the goal.
Size is the prize, baby.
Hey, let's go.
Yes, sir.
This is LNE Radio. Podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio. It's what the kids are talking about.